In the name of Jesus Christ, who guides us by the light of his love. Amen. Are things going to get better? As I went about my week, this question stopped me in my tracks. Are things going to get better? 20 years after the 9/11 attacks, the war on terror toils on with no end in sight. Extreme weather grows seemingly more extreme. COVID-19 deaths continue to amass at an alarming rate. Are things going to get better? Asks the woman with terminal cancer. Asks the man whose life has been altered by long-term COVID symptoms. Asks the parents who deeply desire a brighter future for their children, are things going to get better? I imagine that this question could have gone through Jesus' mind as he hung upon the cross. In the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, Jesus cries it out aloud, my God, why have you forsaken me? But in the Gospel of John, while Jesus suffers on the cross, he seemingly knows that this momentary affliction is just one part of a much bigger story. He serves from the cross, if you read it in the 18th chapter of John. He's taking care of his friends, his mother, part of a bigger story. Holy Cross Day is the feast of Calvary Church. This day that commemorates the death of Jesus Christ is the day we give thanks for the life of the church. In the lesson we heard read this morning, the gospel, Jesus is still alive and well here, but offers a reflection on the meaning of his death. If you open your Bibles to John chapter 12, Jesus essentially lays out his vision and mission there. Take a look at verses 23 and 24. It comes right before today's gospel lesson, where Jesus says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Here Jesus names the goal of the cross. God's love is an outpouring of love. Jesus says it's like a seed. If Jesus had simply lived and named and claimed aloud this love, it would have remained forever a mere signal of virtue. A seed never actually planted. But instead, Jesus descended into the depths of the darkness of our human reality. And by that complete pouring out, by his giving of his life, a community was formed. Here we are today, the fruit of Jesus' labor and love, 2,000 years later. The new mission of Calvary Church is to be confident in God's love for us, fearless in our love for all. The ironic thing about the cross of Jesus Christ is that it is at its low point, at a point that for most is desperation and resignation, that Jesus teaches us that the light shines in the darkness. At the lowest and darkest point, light is there to guide the way. We hear Jesus say in the scripture today, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, You do not know where you are going. Without Jesus, I honestly do not know the answer to the question, are things going to get better? But then I am reminded of Jesus Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. I'm reminded that God has refused to be God without us. God has refused to be God without us. And even in that darkest moment, the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. It's in a life of service in the name of love, even amidst sadness and seeming hopelessness, and even horror, that Jesus' light shines. It's a light that will not ever abandon us. After 9/11, some of the most moving images to me were those people of faith gathered with lighted candles for vigil. Jesus describes the goal of taking up one's cross. Discipleship of Jesus Christ is service. And the goal of service is restored relationship to Jesus Christ, light that overcomes the darkness. As New Testament scholar Gail R. O'Day comments, the faith community consists of those who redefine the meaning of life on the basis of Jesus' death. The faith community is the fruit of Jesus' death. It is what shows forth Jesus' love to the world. And as Professor Elizabeth Johnson writes, when Jesus speaks of losing our life to gain our life, it means being willing to lose our lives by spending them for others, using our time, resources, gifts, and energy so that others might experience God's love made known in Jesus Christ. It's here, in this place, that we have a vision of the goal of Calvary, the cross of Jesus Christ. In 2021, we name it this way: to grow inwardly in faith through worship, music, and education, and outwardly through invitation, welcome, and connection. To be Jesus' hands, feet, and heart, humbly collaborating with our neighbors to realize beloved community. To open ourselves to God's grace, recognizing that we are all broken saints and redeemed sinners. Confident in God's love for us, fearless in our love for all. It's the choir singing out praise that glorifies God after 18 months of being locked out of that choir stall. Light shining in the darkness. It's the altar guild tending to the bread and wine made holy, even when we can't yet share the common cup. Tending to the flowers that adorn our altars that continue to bloom, light shining in the darkness. It's outreach ministers being Jesus' hands, feet, and heart in the world, making sure people are fed, children are educated, and families have a roof over their head, light shining in the darkness. It's children learning what service in the church looks like in their cross and candle bearing, offering their young lives to Christ. light shining in the darkness. Are things going to get better? By the grace of God, by the outpouring of love on the cross of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit working within us, within our darkest night, God fills us with the light that never dies away, and there is nothing better. May it be so. And may we live that confident, fearless love in a world grasping for the light. Won't you sing with me? In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. Amen.